Dua Lipa and Dance the Night on BBC Radio Sheffield. Good afternoon from Howie. Well, we could soon be hearing new music from the Beatles. Well, you know, sort of, I suppose. So Paul McCartney says he's employed artificial intelligence to help create what he calls the final Beatles record. Technology has been used to extricate John Lennon's voice from an old demo so they could complete the song. However, the musician admitted there are other applications of AI give him cause for concern.
Well, it's a very interesting thing, you know. It's something we're all sort of tackling at the moment, you know, and trying to deal with what's it mean, you know. When Peter Jackson did the film Get Back, where it was us making the Let It Be album, and he was able to extricate John's voice from a ropey little bit of cassette where it had John's voice and a piano, he could separate them with AI. They tell the machine, that's a voice, this is a guitar, lose the guitar. So when we came to make what will be the last Beatles record, it was a demo that John had and that we worked on, and we've just finished it up. It'll be released this year. We were able to take John's voice and get it pure through this AI, so that then we could mix the record as you would normally do. It gives you some sort of leeway. So there's a good side to it and then a scary side. And we'll just have to see where that leads.
We can hear the full interview with Paul McCartney on BBC Sounds. Mick Marriott is the course leader of Computer Science with AI at Sheffield Hallam University. Good afternoon, Mick.
Good afternoon, Howie. Thank you for having me on this afternoon.
It's good to talk to you, Mick. What do you make of this, then? Is it possible?
Can you spell bandwagon? because it sounds like somebody's jumping on this. Just to put this into context, that I'm not sure what Sir Paul's relationship with Abbey Road Studios is anymore, but they've had this technology for nearly over 12 years. So as he alluded to in his interview on the BBC, they've used this technology called DMix. To use a spectrogram to analyze, you program the spectrogram to analyze a specific instrument or voice, and then you extract it from the track. So this is not new. It is sort of machine learning AI, but I just think that with the current media furore around AI, hence why I've been on Radio Sheffield three times in the past couple of weeks, he's just jumping on a bandwagon. And I certainly don't think it'll be his final Beatles single.
The question has to be, why do you think Sir Paul McCartney now suddenly come out and gone, this is what we're doing, and you know, AI is the future?
Well, it's just basic media management, isn't it? You jump on whatever's the latest trend, what's ever popular in the media, and you say, we're going to do that as well because it's cool, it's trendy, and people will buy the record. I mean, in reality, if they release a new Beatles record, everybody would buy it. I don't think there's that need for the AI statement within what he said, but that's how people work in the music industry. It's all about promotion.
So what you're saying, the software's out there at the moment that could probably do this. Does that would mean that
No,
it's not there then?
No, what I'm saying is it's been out there for the past 12 years. So if you've seen the Let It Be movie, that was all used using DMix, which is an Abbey Road Studios product. They own the patent for it. So this is not new. It's like rebranding whatever to say it's AI.
So where do we go from here then? I mean, there is a possibility when you read the story that you look at it and you think about how, you know, music is being very much created in garages and bedrooms these days using computer technology. Will we get to a point, do you think, where a computer can actually be, I don't know, programmed to learn how to write a song that could be a very successful pop record?
Yes, very easily. To be fair, we saw this not with so much with computers, but with people disassembling music back in the late 70s, early 80s with hip-hop, with Acid House. This is what happened. People took tracks, remastered them, reused them, and created completely new songs. That sort of programming using machine learning, deep learning, and AI, that's not a very large step forward, to be honest. And it's there already. There are products out there that you can get that, you know, you put a couple of tracks in, it'll create you a unique version of what you've inputted.
It sounds quite worrying for anybody who wants to create their own song these days. You could actually get a computer to do it for you. Is there a technology base that AI is going to take over very soon? I know you've been talking about this on BBC Radio Sheffield in the last few weeks. People are either scared of it or they're kind of embracing it, I suppose. What can you see as the next junction with AI?
So you've got to remember that AI is the ability for a computer to emulate human thought and perform tasks in real-world environments. And that's quite difficult to emulate. We've been trying to do this for over 100 years now. But what we can see is that there are simple tasks that AI could easily take over. You know, how many times have people used spreadsheets out there to try and do something complicated? And if you don't know what you're doing, it's quite a complicated task. You just ask an AI and it does it straight away for you. And that's already out there on Google Sheets and within Microsoft Excel. You can do these tasks. So we're talking about basic bookkeeping we could potentially get AI to do, but more complex things that a human mind, there's too many parameters for it to focus on and function with. So, you know, auto-drive cars, love them or hate them, the potential of them, but you'd need something with that massive amount of computing power and logic behind it to be able to drive people around safely, completely automated.
Wow, it's fascinating stuff, Mick. Thanks ever so much for talking to us about it. That was Mick Marriott then, course leader for computer science with AI at Sheffield Hallam University.